This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Ouachita Parish Sheriff's deputies were contacted to do a welfare check of two residents in the 300 block of Elmwood Drive and West Monroe Tuesday afternoon. When they checked, both residents were found deceased, the apparent victims of a murder-suicide. They've been identified as Zane Brantley and Gwen Brantley. No other details have been made available. The investigation continues. The U.S. Department of Justice says that the Louisiana Department of Corrections is violating the 14th Amendment by sometimes holding inmates beyond their release date. Brooke Thornton tells us more.
Due to lengthy processing, for some up to 90 days, Baton Rouge defense attorney Lindsay Bluen says they tell their clients even if the court has ruled in their favor, it doesn't mean they'll immediately be released.
I think if you would speak with anyone within the Department of Corrections, they would tell you that these are changes that they need resources to be able to make.
Bluen is hopeful with the ruling that DOC will finally receive funding for updates that are way overdue. I'm Brooke Thorington.
The annual Washington, D.C. Mardi Gras gets underway today. The event's become a staple for political folk who want to see and be seen and network and fundraise. Law Politics publisher Jeremy Alford's in the nation's capital, and he says the unofficial event started yesterday, but the big show begins today.
The official Washington Mardi Gras kicks off Thursday night with a kind of a huge extravaganza called Louisiana Alive that takes place in the ballroom of the Washington Hilton, and that's really where all of the official Washington Mardi Gras events take place.
I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.